Nischazor Zechnisch Bachas Hashem, Rebbe Mehudim Sechse Kedush und Dafnun Tess. Perek Hoimer, Perek Shlishi. Zok the Heilige Mishnah Mesiyat HaDesh Maya, if a man tells his friend, go and be Mekadosh a certain woman for me, and the friend then went and was Mekadosh the woman for himself. She's Mekadosh the second man, the friend that actually gave the Kedushin. Similarly, if a man gives Kedushin to a woman and says you should be Mekadosh to me after 30 days, and another man came along during the 30 days and gave her Kedushin, she's Mekadosh to the second man, so much so that if he's a Kohen, she may now eat Truma. Zok the Mishnah, if the man gave Kedushin and said to a woman, you should be Mekadosh to me from now and after 30 days, and another man came along during those 30 days and gave her Kedushin, it's a suffix which man she's Mekadosh to. Therefore, whether she's a Yisraelis and one of the men are a Kohen, or if she's a Kehenis and one of the men are Yisrael, she may not eat Truma. Zokti Gemara Bryce says, in the first case of our Mishnah, what the second man did is effective, the woman is Mekadesh to him, however, he's considered to have acted deceitfully. The Gemara says that when our Mishnah says that his friend then went, it meant to imply that he went deceitfully. In fact, why does the Mishnah give the case of where the man sent his friend, and the early Mishnah, which discusses a person who sent a Shliach to Mekadesh a woman for him in a particular place, and the Shliach was Mekadesh her in another place, in which case the Kedushin is invalid. Over there, it gives the case where a man sent a Shliach. Why over here a friend and over there a Shliach? Zokti Gemara, each Mishnah is teaching a Chiddush with use to its particular term. In our Mishnah, if the Mishnah would use the term shliach, we would think it's only a proper shliach who is considered deceitful if he's mekadosh a woman for himself, because the man was relying on the shliach to get this done for him. However, since he doesn't rely on his friend in that way, he asked him to do it as a favor, not as a proper shliach. Maybe if a friend did this, maybe he wouldn't be labeled as deceitful. If the other Mishnah would use the term friend, we would say it's only when a friend is sent that if he's mekadosh in a different place than instructed, that the kedushin is invalid, because the man doesn't think that the friend will go looking for her in another place, and therefore he doesn't invest in the friend the power to be mekadosh in another place. However, with a proper shliach, we would say that the man named the place showing him one possible way of getting the shliach is done, but in fact, he invests the shliach with the power to give the kedushin in any place. Rav Amram went to be mekadosh a woman for his son, but ultimately was mekadosh the woman for himself. How could this be done? When the Braisa said doing so is deceitful, the Mara said the family would not give the girl to Rav Amram's son for a wife, so therefore he decided to marry her himself. You should have told the son about the situation before marrying her himself. The Mara says he was afraid that if he would make the time to do so, someone else would have come and married the woman. Zok the Mara Vaiter, Rav Barbachana gave money to Rav to buy a certain piece of land for him. Rav went and bought the land for himself. How could he have done that? When the Braisa says doing so is deceitful, the Mara says the landowners in that area were strong people and they would never have allowed Rav Barachana to buy that piece of land. Therefore, Rav bought it for himself because they had respect for Rav and allowed him to buy it. You should have told Rav Barachana of the situation before buying it. Mar says, again, he was afraid that if he would take the time to do so, someone else would have came and bought the land in the meantime. Zakhmar of Gidl was negotiating to buy a piece of land. In the meantime, Rav Abba went and bought the piece of land. Rav Gidl complained to Rav Zera, who then went and relayed to Rav Yitzchak Nafka as to what had taken place. Rav Yitzchak Nafka waited until he met Rav Abba and asked him, if a poor person is trying to get a cookie and someone else comes and grabs it away from him, what would you say about the person? Rav Abba said, that person's a Rasha. So he asked Rav Abba, why'd you buy that piece of land when Rav Gidl was already negotiating with it? Where he says, I didn't know that Rav Gidl was busy negotiating on that piece of land. Rav Yitzchak Nafka said, so go ahead and sell it to him now. Rav Abba said, listen, I don't want to sell it to him because it's the first piece of land I ever owned. It's not a good simon to sell the first piece of land you owned. However, I'm willing to give it to him as a gift. Ultimately, Rav Gidl didn't do anything with that land because he wouldn't accept the gift because of Sani Matanas Yechir. Rav Abba wouldn't do anything with the land because Rav Gidl had been negotiating on it. The land became known as the land of the Rabbanon. The Mishnah then said, V'cheinu oimer li'isha hiskad shili v'chulu. If a second man did not give her kedushin during these 30 days, what's the halacha? So Rav Shmuel Bal said she's mekadesh even if the money that he gave her at the start of the 30 days is no longer around at the end of the 30 days. This is because the money was initially given to her for kedushin, not for a loan, in which case, if it was for a loan, he'd be giving her kedushin with a loan. It wasn't given to be guarded by her, in which case, it could only be used for kedushin if a pruta remains at the time of the kedushin. Therefore, since it's neither of those, it actually is a good kedushin, even if the money is not there at the end of the 30 days. What if no one else gave her kedushin during the 30 days, but she decided that she no longer wants to marry this man? Rabbi Yochanan said she may decide during the 30 days and therefore she won't become a kedushin at the end of the 30 days. Lakish said she cannot retract her earlier acceptance because words cannot now come and cancel earlier words. Rabbi Yochanan asked Rish Lakish, a Mishnah says, if a man appointed a shliach to separate truma for him, he can cancel that appointment if the shliach has not yet separated the truma. We see words can cancel previously spoken words. Rish Lakish said, the giving of kedushin money to the woman is an act, and therefore later words cannot come and cancel an earlier act. In fact, Rabbi Mishnah says, if a man gives a get to a shliach and instructs that he deliver it to his wife, and he then chases down the shliach and tells him that the get is void, it becomes void, and even if it was given to the woman after that, she will not be divorced. Now, giving the get to the shliach is an action, and we see that the husband's later words can cancel the earlier action. Mar says, until the get giving of the get until the giving of the get to the woman is considered as words. Therefore, his later words can cancel his earlier words. Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, Rishu says, if a craftsman decided that he's done with making of a keli, he no longer needs to work on it to finish it. It becomes fit to become tamei. However, to remove the tumah and the ability to become tamei, he'll actually have to begin actual work on the keli again. And the thought to do so is not sufficient. We see from here that an act can cancel a previous act and a previous thought, but a thought alone cannot cancel a previous act. Rabbi Yochanan said the concept of tumah is different because the thought that makes it fit to become tamei is given the status of an act itself. Zakhmar of Zvid said the machalik between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish was said on a different mission. The mission says if a woman appoints a shliach to accept kedushin for her from a particular man, and she then goes and accepts kedushin on her own from a different man, the halacha is if she accepts her own kedushin before the shliach accepted for her, then her kedushin is effective and the other one is not. If the shliach accepted first, the kedushin, then his kedushin is effective, and the one she accepted on her own is not. The question was then asked, what if she didn't accept kedushin on her own, but instead said that she no longer gives the shliach the power to accept the kedushin for her? What's the halacha? Rabbi Yochanan says she can retract the authorization. Her new words can cancel her original words. Rish Lakish says she cannot do so. Her new words cannot cancel her original words. So now Rabbi Yochanan asks Rish Lakish. The Mishnah says if a man appointed a shliach to separate tshuva for him, he can cancel the appointment of the shliach if he has not yet separated the tshuva. We see words can cancel previously spoken words. Rava said the case of the Mishnah is that the man went and separated tshuva on his own before the shliach did so, and it's therefore an act, not just words, that's removing the authorization of the shliach, and that's why it's effective. Rish Lakish says Rabbi Yochanan. The Mishnah says if a craftsman decided that he's done with the making of a keli, it becomes fit to become tamei. However, to remove the tumah and the ability to become tamei, he'll have to actually begin work on the keli again, and the thought to do so is not sufficient. We see from here that an act can cancel a previous act and a previous thought, but a thought alone cannot cancel a previous act. But according to you, a thought should at least be able to cancel another thought. Rabbi Yochanan said the concept of tumah is different because the thought that makes it fit to become tamei is given the status of an act itself. In fact, the Mishnah says if a man gives a get to a shliach and instructs that he deliver it to his wife, and he then chases down the shliach and tells him that the get is void, it becomes void. We see that our later words are able to cancel his earlier words. The Gemara says, "Tiyufta d'Reish Lakish," and we therefore pass on like Rabbi Yochanan. And the Gemara says, we even pass on like Rabbi Yochanan according to the first version of the Machlokes, where the woman accepted the kedushin and she therefore didn't act. Still, we say that her later words can cancel earlier words of acceptance. In fact, we say that it would be passing like Rabbi Yochanan, and how we passing like Rav Nachman, who says that when the husband cancels the power of the shliach to give the get, he may use that get if he later decides he wants to use it, which means that he cannot cancel the authority of the sofer and of witnesses who wrote the get. Mar says the husband's words were only intended to cancel the authority of the shliach, and they accomplished that. The Mishnah says Mikadeshus Lasheni. Rav said the kedushin of the second man is effective forever. Shmuel said that the kedushin of the second man is effective only until day 30. At that time, it's removed, and the kedushin of the first man is finalized and becomes effective. Chista asked, with what was the second man's kedushin removed? Rabbi Yitzchak said, you have learned this machlokes referring to the earlier part of the Mishnah, and that's why you have this question. Rabbi Yehuda taught this machlokes on the later part of the Mishnah, and therefore he doesn't have this problem. He taught it on the part of the Mishnah that says, if he gave her kedushin and told her it should be effective from now and after 30 days, Rav says the woman becomes Safi Mikadeshus forever, and Shmuel says she should only Safi Mikadeshus during the 30 days. After 30 days, the second man's kedushin is removed, and the first kedushin becomes fully effective. Rav is unsure whether when the man adds and he says after 30 days, and after 30 days, is that a condition or a retraction? And therefore, he treats both kedushin as a suffix. Shmuel is certain that it's only a condition, and therefore, the first man's kedushin is fully effective on day 30. Based on this, we can say that they argue in the same machlokas among Tanoim and Abraisa. Abraisa says, if a man gives a get to his wife and says, this is your get from today and after my death, the Chum say it's a suffix get. Rebbe says, in this case, it's a get. Machlokas seems to be that the Chum, like Rav, are unsure whether when he says, after and after my death, is that a condition or a retraction? Whereas Rebbe feels it's definitely a condition, and therefore, he holds the get is effective. In fact, if this is true, why didn't Rav simply say that the halacha follows a chum, and Shmuel say the halacha follows Rabbi? But it says Rav had to also say his view regarding kedushin, because if he would have agreed with the chum regarding gittin, we would say, and only regarding getting where a man finds it hard to divorce his wife, does Rav say that it may be considered a retraction. However, with regard to kedushin, maybe he's certain that such language is a condition. Also, if Shmuel would have agreed with the Rebbe, he would say that in that case, there's no such thing as a get after death, and that's why we say his statement was a condition. However, with regard to a kedushin, maybe we are unsure if the statement was a condition or a retraction. Therefore, we must state both their views in the case of kedushin as well as just the case of getting.